Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to episode 118. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Sean and Nate?
Oh, my gosh. It's already a wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm. It's already a wonderful evening?
Yeah. Wow, awesome. I'm with you guys.
Oh, that's and that's great.
And you gave me a present, an early birthday present.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I appreciate that.
It's an empty bottle.
It isn't. Well, it's not that empty.
No, it's not empty.
It's got lights.
Nate. It's
fireflies.
Yeah. You want to describe it to our creepies?
I do. It is a bottle. I did not drink the contents of said bottle.
I did not either.
But it says Happy Halloween. And
hence
it has
empty bottle.
Count Dracula. Mm-hmm. And it has little lights, like little firefly lights in it. So it's very cool. And it's from Greenwood Happy Hunts.
Yes. Our friends Scott and Corey Steenburgen.
Oh, my gosh. We love them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah. It's, what is it? Probably about, I don't know, a foot
tall-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got a little cork in it. Yeah.
It's a vine bottle.
Yeah. And Corey puts the picture on the bottle, and then she puts a little lights in there. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You posted it on Facebook, right?
So. I just did. Yeah. Yeah. And we got a, she made me a Michael Myers trivet, and I have that in our studio. And then I bought us a little tin picture, of the Vincent Price legend. So
that's right.
Yeah. So anyway, it is very cool. Yeah, go check out our friends at
Creeping
Greenwood
out the
Happy
studio
Haunts.
Is what you're saying.
It's getting creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting creepy in here.
Yeah, we have a lot more wall space, Nate. I was just
he's thinking we're in the spare room.
Fill it up.
The spa room.
Oh, yeah, but you guys doing all right, Nate? I'm going to ask you, how's your week going?
Having a great week, yes.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Can't you seem like you have a lot more energy tonight. I can tell you're
Well, at least you're coming from. When you're only getting 4 to 6 hours of sleep every night, you just
you get that many?
Run on adrenaline. Sounds excessive. And adrenaline's
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy chemical.
I hear you.
Adrenaline.
I know. Well, that's good, though. I mean, glad you're...
No, I'm just trying to stay in good spirits.
Good.
So.
Good. Sean?
Yes?
How's your week?
It's honestly really awesome. It's been a good week. Yeah.
Everything is awesome.
Right. Everything is cool when you're part of the team, right? it is. It's good. I'm into my month back to work, and so I'm doing well.
Good.
I haven't screwed anything up royally yet. Give me time. But yeah, things are good.
The year's young.
That's right. Wow. I'm trying to be very cautious about saying anything about it. I want to just kind of ease into it. But next Tuesday, I will slide into my 44th year with grace and style.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one more year and you'll be in your mid-40s. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was going to survive 43, honest to God. I mean, there have been several days this last
year. Almost did not.
I almost did not. I know. Yeah. It's all fun and games until they actually pass away.
Yeah, my bride will be mid-40s in October, so she'll be 45.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, good. I'm glad, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this week, for me, it's been a good week, but it's tiring.
But
it's
you're tired, right?
Vacation Bible school week at our church, and we have... between kids and volunteers, over 1,000 people each day for about 4 hours. It's a little busy. So you've got, ages from babies up until fifth grade. And so you've got about 800 kids. So that just kind of gives you an idea. Singing songs and doing games and running around. It's like, oh, my gosh. And I'm working, but we have to set everything up. And then when they're in the, for the opening,
are they punching holes in walls too?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, no, that's the teachers. That's the volunteer.
That's behind
that's the adults.
And they're not punching. It's the forehead.
Right. It's a great week, a great obviously reason to have it, but it's exhausting for
everybody. Oh, I bet it is. And I told you on the car ride over, because yes, you're still taking me here and taking me home. Mm-hmm. I almost had a ride, but I didn't quite make it. I told you that my mom, she went to her Tuesday morning class, and she said that it was a good class, but they had moved it, and she said there had to have been 1,000 kids there.
And she's about
and
right.
I go, oh yeah, you're talking about VBS. I go, Todd. Todd loves that week. It's full.
Like, nope. Again, the reason to have it, awesome. But yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm actually working. So I said we're there to set up, tear down, then clean up afterwards you tonight. But
keep Johnny under
it's
control.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's just a lot. I don't know.
Johnny, Susie?
Just watching the kids. Watch yourself. Like, I'm worn out. I just sit because we have in between time. We just walk around or sit and no big deal. And then after everybody's
bully
gone,
kids,
it's like, all
right,
get the classrooms, you know, empty the trash. You wouldn't believe the amount of trash. This is my 17th VBS at that church. It would have been 18, but obviously
the
2020.
The mounds of trash, huh?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's
so you're not.
Because they have snacks and they get water and then they have. I mean, it's. Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
You are or not bullying the children?
I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're not, bullying you.
They're bullying me.
He's ignoring them.
Teacher. It is cute. Like, it's fun. That's a good time. It's like, oh, man, it's a lot of energy. So anyway, but I'm having a good week. Yeah.
Good.
No complaints other than that. Mm-hmm. Coming out of that, I've got my dad joke.
I was a little stunned. The show. Like, I wasn't prepared mentally. No. Yeah, I got to prepare myself quickly.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're prepared.
I did a little
quick. Quick turn.
Yeah.
So there's a guy, he walks into this store, you know, just like the mall, and he walks in and the store owner is standing at the counter, and this guy walks in, he's got just cash coming out of his pockets, right? And the store owner's like, what is going on here? And he goes, man, you got all kinds of cash coming out of your pockets. And he goes, oh yeah. He goes, it's never ending, endless. And he's like, man, what's going on there? And he goes, and I'm not going to be mean. I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything. But he goes, you have your head looks like an orange. He's like, oh yeah. He goes, I got a story about that. And he goes, well, tell me. He goes, well, I was walking through the woods and I found a genie lamp. And I rubbed it, and out comes this genie. And he's like, as the founder of the genie, you have 3 wishes. And the guy goes, oh, my gosh, this is awesome. He goes, I've always wanted to do this. He goes, now I'm going to warn you, when you make a wish, you can't go back. It comes true. So be careful what you wish for. Oh, okay. He goes, I wish I had a never-ending amount of cash just, you know, in my pockets. Just always have cash on me. Your wish is granted. Man, he's got all of a sudden cash in his pockets and, I mean, just whatever he wants, right? He goes, that's awesome. He goes, well, I want to. Do I get another one? Yeah, you get your second wish. He goes, I want a big mansion. Like, big. He goes, wish granted. And he's like, you'll have a huge house and all this stuff. And he's like, man, this is great. He goes, this is awesome. He goes, now your last wish. Remember I said whatever comes true, or whatever you wish for, it comes true. And don't, you got to be careful. He goes, I wish that my head would look like an orange.
Okay. I think I missed it.
Do you get it?
I don't get it. I wish my head would look like an orange.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you stumped us.
So he wished for a pocket full of cash, never in, amount of cash. He got that. He got a mansion. He wished for a mansion. And then he's like, now be careful. It'll come true, right? The genie's like, whatever, you can't go back. He's like, I wish my head would look like an orange. That's the joke.
That's the joke.
And I wish I could see the creepy faces as they're like, we don't get it. The joke is, and it's been changed over. You can change the punchline, anything. I think one was his head looked like a pumpkin or something. I can't remember what the build up. It's kind of like the Norm MacDonald joke where you're thinking
and you're just waiting,
and you're like, what? The story has to be just crazy. No, he literally wished for his head to look like an orange, and that's what he got. That's so the punchline.
We need a sound effect that is the balloon losing all its air.
That's the joke. It's actually a famous joke.
Very intellectual joke.
when I heard it, it was an Australian guy, and he had it as a pumpkin head. And the guy, mm-hmm. and he's telling us, like, it was like a radio team in Australia, and she's like, oh my, you know, she's listening. And he goes, and then, you know, he's like, does the same thing. He's like, I want a head like that looks like a pumpkin. And she's like, I don't get it. He's like, that's the joke is because she said
she got what he wished for.
She goes, but I thought there'd be something more. He goes, that's the joke. You're thinking this big build up, this mm-hmm. crazy what? No, he just wished for a head look like an orange. There you go.
Rug just pulled out from underneath you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome, everybody.
Now, I will admit, I was confused, too. And I'm like, no, I like that joke. That's a Norm Macdonald joke.
You had a grin on your face like there was more. I'm waiting.
Yeah. It's the buildup. That's the whole, so it's the buildup, and then you lower the punchline, and then you're like.
I can feel Nate's disappointment.
No, I can tell now he's excited about it.
He's so excited.
I don't know. In a weird way, this might be my favorite joke.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you.
See, you made Todd's night.
Because you're like, oh, my gosh, he got the cash. Oh, my gosh, he's got a big mansion. Now, wait a minute. How come he got a, because he wished for a, it looks like an, or whatever you want to say. So there you go.
Orange.
Yeah. So there it's go. All about the build up, the excitement, and you're thinking, like man, this is going to be
head like a hole.
And it just goes, bleh.
it's like the Norm Macdonald joke, Nate? You remember not the firefly, it's, the moth, joke, the famous moth joke where he's using all these names. I mean, he's just going on and on, and then he goes, but why was the moth, you know, how come? Because it was after hours, and the moth was talking to some other little insect or something. And after hours, and he goes, why did you come in here if you needed a psychiatrist? He goes, because the light was on. See, that's the joke.
It's a wah, wah, wah,
and but he goes on for like 5 minutes, and you're like, what does this have to do? Yeah. And then he's like, well, but why'd you come here?
Oh, part of the humor is that they kept your attention that long for like.
That's.
Kidding me? Seriously?
Yeah. There you go. That's the joke. So, yeah. You're welcome, creepies, and you're welcome, Sean and Nate.
I appreciate it greatly.
I had that one all. Oh, yeah. I heard it last week. Oh, my gosh. I thought I'd change it to an orange, though. Put my own spin on it.
Like an orange. That one had layers.
Aren't you glad I told that joke? There you go.
The jokes
creepies,
never stop
that
here.
Is the dad joke of the show. Yeah. Coming out of that now.
Yes.
You want to give the first batch of announcements?
I do, but I have to recover from that joke, so.
Take your time.
I need a second. All right, I'm good. First part of the announcements, we say this all the time. This show, we congregate here every Wednesday, right? Or we try to.
We do.
We try. Guy time, creepy time. We talk about spooky, paranormal, all the good fun stuff. We have a great time. But the most important thing we can do, and we'll continue to do this forever and ever and ever, amen, right? Until God strikes us dead. I better not say that out loud, right? That's right. This is a community for mental health, and we want you guys to be sure that you get the help that you need, because we all need it out there. So you can call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text 741-741. If you think you need a professional counselor or professional counseling, don't be afraid to do so. Visit stopbullying.gov to help you or someone you know who may be experiencing some sort of bullying. And reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about. And we've had two recent ones this last week, two group members who have reached out and making a post about needing help and just, you know, appreciating the support of our group. So
that's what it's there for.
That's right. So we appreciate that, creepies. Thank you.
I never want to see anybody going through a hard time.
No.
But when they do, it's awesome to see that they trust us and trust the group and reach out.
Thoughts and prayers to them, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
It makes me feel good, yeah. I saw the latest one when I pulled into the garage today after work. And, it's nice that they feel confident and comfortable to do that and not afraid. Mm-hmm. And so
everybody's helping everybody, right?
Usually somebody sees it, if not multiple people, say something of encouragement or advice or whatever they're asking for. Yeah. Prayers or good
reaching
vibes.
Out so. Kindness,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that makes my heart feel good. So, we want everybody to be okay, but it seems like there's always something right on a daily basis or could be on a daily basis that doesn't sit right and makes you sad or depressed or just kind of down. So
not this podcast, though.
Not this podcast. This podcast better not do that, or it could be the.
Maybe we are the cause.
It wouldn't be the dad joke. Not the dad joke of the show. No, no, no.
They're like, hey, I listen to this podcast. It's called Middle Age and Creeped Out, and I'm like, but that's our podcast. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it depresses me.
It depressed me, but I just can't stop listening to it.
Yeah.
It's, oh, it's addictive after a while.
They're in a cycle. Anyway, as I go back to the mic, thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
Shout-outs and special announcements. Let's do the shout-outs first. Nate, do you have any shout-outs this week?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
Between yawns.
Wow.
That was a good one.
That's like a sleep right wall. There.
All right. No problem. Sean, you have
I want to shout out a very special listener now. He's a new listener, but his name is Anthony Parsons. Anthony, I'm not going to get too in-depth with his story necessarily, as a little bit personal, but to make a long story short, he and I were connected. He is somebody that is similar to my happening, you know, my happening in February. I came across him because one of the therapists I work with has him as a patient, and he was introduced to me. And so it was like, hey, we need to exchange numbers, because a couple of years ago, he actually collapsed with a cardiac event. And he had to have CPR for 45 minutes, and then he was in the he was hospitalized on the vent for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. And basically, and his wife works there at the hospital, and so I've gotten to know her. And one of those things where it's just really nice, and not that I appreciate that he had to go through all that,
right?
But I appreciate that he and I have been able to chat about both of our stories, and it's helping me, you know. And he told me, because I asked him flat out, I said, when does the darkness go away? And he's like, we need to talk, kind of thing. And,
oh, yeah.
So he's come back, you know, he reassured me. I mean, he uses the term, and I it's kind of still feels a little awkward, but he's like, you know, we're both miracles, right? And it's like, we're all miracles. Everybody on this planet is a miracle, let's be honest. But I said, yeah. And he was also helping me with the understanding of the fact that you can't really go back and expect yourself to ever be that person that went down that day. Like, that's where you start. You start from that day that you went down. Mm. And you don't say, well, when am I going to be that person before? Well, some parts of you are gone, you know, so you're building back. And that really helped me to hear him say that he went through that difficulty and still having that understanding. I really appreciate that. So he's been helping me out. Also told him about our podcast because he wanted to know about it. He started listening.
Good.
And he loves us. He thinks we're talented. And I was like, wait a minute, you're listening to Evil Never Dies or Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Is his hearing?
Hearing is impaired.
No.
But he really likes us. No, he's like, good. And I told him that's I really great. Appreciate that. And he's part of a band. He's a drummer. He's come back to able to drum again. It is, they're called Problem with Polly. I started following them. They do live performances. They have one album. They're going to be coming out with their second album.
Nice.
They do have an album, and the music is really good. It's rock. Because I asked him, I'm like, you guys metal, you rock? And he's like, we're rock. But then they also do some cover songs, you know, other bands and stuff. Very good, though. I started listening to them. I was like, you know, not surprised that they were so good, but I was like, this is good stuff. So we were very respectful of each other's, like, craft. And
how did you,
very complimentary.
How did you come across this guy?
He was introduced to me through a therapy friend. Okay. So a therapy coworker and friend. Huh. She's like, you have to meet this guy because his story, you guys aren't the same story, but it's very similar. What's happened to you and you guys, you know, and he even said, he's like, he's like, I can't believe like the parallels of our lives, you know, are pretty wild. We were born the same year. We're about a month and a half apart. And not even that, like a month and a few days, I think. And because I was born June 79. He was July 79. So it's just weird. And
his name's Lon Shaman.
Lon Shaman. Yeah, right. He's just kidding, Anthony. But
Anthony, my fault.
Super great guy. And cool. We're getting to know each other. And so I'm huge shout out to him. And nice. I really appreciate him. So
thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was going to say, he's not on the group, right?
No, I don't think he does a lot. I started following the band.
I wrote it down.
Problem with Polly. You got to check them out. They're awesome. Problem with Polly is they are on social media, and I think he runs part of that, but I have not seen him on social media. So I'm sure we'll come across. I'm so social media savvy that
you are. Yeah. Savvy. All right.
Right. Sappy. Sappy. We're born than anything, but
well, good. That's cool. That's a cool story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, thank you for listening to us. And Problem with Polly. What an interesting band name.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. I like those kind of, Different names, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're kick-ass. I'm going to say that.
I like the movie Along Came Polly, but right, yeah, I'll check out Problem.
Slightly different.
Yeah, yeah.
I do want to know how they came up with this name.
We'll have to find that out.
Right. Because he asked me, when we first started talking, he goes, where do we start? And I said, the first thing I want to know is what your band name is, and I want to know a little bit more about that. And then he wanted to know about my podcast, or our podcast. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good story. My shout-out, I only have one. So what was it? Sunday? Yeah. Sunday was my son's last go with soccer, summer soccer, or I'm sorry, spring, would have been spring. And they actually made the championship game.
Nice.
They won Friday, then they lost bad Saturday. But, you know, how other teams, depending on how they do, they were actually able to still make the championship game, which is weird. I'm sorry. They won, lost, then won. So then us winning a second game and then some other teams losing got us in the championship. Well, anyway, so as we were in between games Sunday, we were like, well, we have 2 hours. We better go get some lunch. And we were in Southport area in Indy. And we went to Panera. And these ladies, these young ladies, were awesome. They were so nice and so professional. And when you know it, I asked them if they listen to podcasts.
Uh-huh.
This is weird.
I don't believe you.
I says, I don't believe you at all.
I do believe you.
And I so happen to have business cards in my wallet. Isn't that something?
So unlike you.
I don't know their individual names, but I told them that I co-host a podcast and tell them a little bit about it. And I said, do you like the creepy paranormal? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were so excited to get a business card. At least they made me think that. so I told them, I said, I'm going to give you a shout out regardless. I said, but if you listen to our latest episode, I said, we'll record this week, but it'll drop the following. So Wednesday. And I told them, I said, you will hear your, you know, mention. So I told them, I said, I will mention you guys, the young ladies at Panera in Indianapolis at the Southport store, not Greenwood, Southport. Mm-hmm. And no, they're awesome. They're very nice and sweet, and appreciate their professionalism and
very cool.
Setting us up with it was a lot of food order. We had it was my me, Amy, her mom, Elijah, and Olivia. So they were and the poor girl, she was new, so she had our wonderful, and she did great. She did a good job. So
good.
Shout out to the lovely ladies at Panera in Southport.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, they were great. So, coming off of that, just one announcement. It's our Keeping It Creepy 2020. Wow. Let me start again.
Keeping It
our
Tweety.
Our Keeping Conway It Tweety. Creepy. It's our Conway Twitty. Keeping
Tweety Bird.
Man, the lips in the mouth just doesn't. Our Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show. It will be Saturday, October 7th. It is from 5 to 9. It's going to be at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana. Ooh. Tickets can be purchased for only $15 at the Eventbrite website or app. We're going to have fiction author and owner of Anatolian Press, if I can talk, Micah Campbell, along with paranormal investigator Aaron Egnatz of Hauntings Across America. They're going to be our special guest, and we're going to have some great food, good music, some awesome Mako merch for sale. I know Micah and Aaron will probably bring some merch and their books, and come out for a night of creeped out fun. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, today is the 7th as we're recording this, exactly 4 months away.
Yeah.
And we are getting
that's pretty
very
wild.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
And we have sold 3 tickets already. So that's exciting.
It is.
Just mm-hmm. like, I think it was like 4 or 5 days, we sold 3. So that makes 45 available. So plenty of tickets.
Yeah.
No, it's
go
gonna
get
be great. We've sold 3 and it's going to be a great time. But yeah, we're only 4 months away. We started this, remember. 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
countdown.
I'm like, it's going to go fast. Mm-hmm. I didn't lie, right, Nate? Remember I said? I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't
remember it like
don't
it
mess
was
around
yesterday.
With Charlie Brown.
You remember like it was 11 months ago.
Mm-hmm. We need flashback music.
Yeah, we want to see our creepies there. You know, we want
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
We're going to put on a good show. Micah and Aaron are going to be awesome. I'm really excited to hear what they got to tell the you know,
are we
their
still
stories.
Going?
And
we're not going topless, though, anymore, right? That we decide against that.
For the betterment of our
I didn't know that was on the table.
It's not that kind of scary, right? It's not that kind of scary.
No,
right?
It's okay. Not. We want
hide your wives, hide your kids.
We want creepy, but we want appropriate creepy.
Oh, okay. Not
where they're going to call the local police department. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a great time, though. So come out and see us, and we'll get pictures taken.
Get creeped out.
And I want to sign an autograph, and no.
Again?
Yeah, I do.
Again with the autograph?
I know. I haven't said that in a while. No.
You have.
It is the Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show. Man, that's hard to say sometimes when you say it that fast.
It is.
Anyway, that's all for the shout-outs and announcements. And now, Sean,
yes.
Tell our lovely, and I mean lovely creepies, what we're going to talk
lovely.
About.
We are going to talk about Nate's pick. This is Nate, so yay, golf
job, Nate.
I don't remember golf picking
clap.
This.
You don't remember picking this? Just picking your nose, eh?
No, I just have a big list.
That's right.
So I just throw them
it's
out
so
there.
So big, you can't remember it all. That's hilarious.
The big list.
It is Lep Castle.
That's right.
Da, da, da. Right?
Lep Castle.
I even said it right. I didn't say Leap.
I know. It's I was waiting for you to say Leap. I was going to say, dang it.
Leaper. It's in Ireland.
Leaper.
Yep. How about a little foundation?
I will do that. It is considered one of the world's most haunted castles. I know. That's shocking. It's shocking.
No right? way.
Like I said, it's in Ireland. So Lep Castle is located in County Offaly. I guess I'm saying that correctly. It's
so bad, it's awful.
It is proudly listed as the world's most haunted castle. Nice. It is safe to say that this majestic manor has quite the name for itself, or has made quite the name for itself. Standing strong for over 700 years, this 13th century castle has been witness to a tumultuous history. It has stood through bloody histories, lives lost, love affairs, and babies born. The castle walls have been through have been the staging grounds for atrocities and dark histories that would exceed your wildest imagination. How's that for some foundation?
Wildest imagination.
Wildest.
Too.
Yeah. So wild. It's
wild and crazy.
That is wild.
I thought you'd like that. Johnny.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a good pick, Nate.
You're welcome.
Yeah, very good. Anybody want to start off and tell a little bit maybe some of the little history of it or any stories?
Well, what I have as far as little history is... It is one of the longest continuously inhabited castles in Ireland. Has a rich and fascinating history. Thought to have been built in the early 1500s by the O'Banion clan. The O'Banion clan were the secondary chieftains under the ruling of O'Carroll clan. The current building is thought to have been built over an earlier castle. Before that, the site was used by druids, and they had ceremonies there. The castle has been home to much bloodshed and violence over the century. One of the starting bloodshed violent acts was the original name of the castle was, I'm gonna attempt this.
Butchered away.
You can do
butcher
it.
Liam O'Banion.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good.
meaning Lep of the O'Banions.
Yes.
Legend has it that the two O'Banion brothers were contesting the chieftainship of their clan. The only way to settle this argument was a display of strength and bravery. They were to both jump off the rocky outcrop where the castle was to be built. The survivor won the honor and right to be chieftain.
Nice.
Thus, the castle was built, fueled by blood and death.
Nice.
That's right. Fantastic. I love that.
How else would you do it?
The stage you have set.
I think we should build a house here. Well, I want to build a house here, too.
Yeah.
I want to.
Well, let's jump off this tree, and whoever survives.
that's the plan.
What if we just
go
kept
with?
Tying.
Ah, darn it.
Dang it.
Don't. All right, second time. All right.
Both my legs are shattered. Someone's going to have to roll me off the cliff.
I want to point out something interesting. That
go ahead.
In America, in the U.S., right, the good old U.S. of A., we always, everything goes back to an Indian burial ground, right? So we are like, well, there was an Indian burial ground at some point on almost every square inch of this continent, right? Mm-hmm. So when we go over to Ireland, it feels like
druids.
Druids. It goes back to druids, right? The druids had this place.
The druids did it.
I love it. So that's just kind of a weird oddity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think. This says Leap Castle is part. Is
Lep.
It?
Lep.
Dang it. Oh, see, I did that on purpose, right? No, I didn't.
They leap off.
Lep.
The
See?
Cliff.
Right? That's why they call it that, right? Lepp Castle is partially... I just want to see if you guys are paying attention. Mm-hmm. Lepp Castle is a partially ruined castle located 6 kilometers north of the town of Roschera, Ireland. I can say that. I know I can. It's reportedly one of the most haunted castles and has a long history of legends and hauntings. Numerous people were imprisoned and executed in the castle, and it is said to be one of the reasons why the castle's haunted. One of the most terrifying beings which reside in the castle has been called It. Don't you love it? It is a small creature about the size of a sheep. Oh, here we go. The sheep and the goats and all that. And a decaying face. It has a decaying face. It is believed that when it appears, it is accompanied by the smell of sulfur and the smell of decaying corpse. Oh, that's lovely. Elementals. There are also elementals. Elementals are believed to occur mainly in the countryside where they have attached themselves to a particular place. When the castle's ownership was transferred to the Darbys, Mildred Darby dabbled in the occult as it was the fashion during the day. It is widely believed that Mildred's dabbling in the occult resulted in the awakening of the elementals. Mildred Darby even wrote about her frightening ordeal back in 1909. She was standing in a gallery when she felt someone put a hand on her shoulder. When she looked, she saw a thing about the size of a sheep with a gaunt and human face. It has black cavities for eyes, and it has the smell of decomposing corpses. The Darbys remained in the castle until 1922.
Mm.
Whoa. Mm. That's disgusting.
I like that. I wanted to go back before we get into more of the paranormal.
Yes.
One of the famous stories of this place, I'm just going to read this paragraph straight from Wikipedia. Says, following the death of Mulrooney O'Carroll in 1532, family struggles plagued the O'Carroll clan. A fierce rivalry for leadership erupted within the family. It says, the bitter fight for power turned brother against brother. Now, one of the brothers was a priest. While he was holding mass for a group of his family in what is now called the Bloody Chapel, his rival brother burst into the chapel, plunged his sword into him, and fatally wounded him. The butchered priest fell across the altar and died in front of his family. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Brother killing his brother during service, of all things. Yeah, of all times. So I want it because that's kind of a major story when you watch videos or read is about that murder, the brother.
Did you see the room that is?
I have, yeah.
So it's called the murder hole room. It says there's a murder hole room called the Muckle Hole room. There is a blood stain on the floor of the room, and it's said to be of the man who was stabbed to death by his brother. The brothers had quarreled for ownership of the castle, which is what you're talking about. So that's super creepy.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I like
the murder hole room.
The Bloody Chapel.
I like that.
Anytime you get bloody in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
We're easily amused.
Yeah. It's, I know. It doesn't take much.
No.
The Bloody Garage. Yeah. That's cool. That's right. That's awesome.
Blood and gore. We love it.
Yeah, this place is awesome. Put this on the list, Sean.
Oh, absolutely.
Now it's official.
Right. I've got plenty of room underneath this.
Yeah, I knew you would. Yeah, it's a very cool place. What you got, Nate? I can tell you've got something.
Oh, just the current owners, the Ryans, have lived at the Lepp since 1991 and have never felt its sinister presence. Talking about the elemental.
I saw that video and about they're the cutest little couple too, and they talk about it with such reverence, and they say that the energies there are like very docile, and like there isn't any like darkness that they feel, but that's not what other investigators say.
Right.
So yeah, it's weird that different people feel differently about it.
Maybe it's all about how you provoke them.
That's like,
because it says here like Mildred Darby was unknowingly provoking the elemental.
Ooh.
By her occult dabbling.
Yeah, right.
So if you're not provoking it, then maybe it's docile.
Yeah. It's kind of, you're getting what you ask for.
What you're putting into it.
We learn that from places like Waverly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah.
be nice.
Oh, behave. There's a little story here. The priest's house. Mm-hmm. Shadows are also seen wandering the priest's house. This has been an empty shell since the burning in 1922. A burly man has been seen pushing a heavy barrel up the stairs, and when he gets to the top, the barrel rolls down, and then the man and the barrel both disappear.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like Donkey Kong.
That's what I was thinking.
It's Mario.
It's, oh, you know what? Yeah, it's also inspired the Donkey Kong. No, it
didn't. Seriously.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, a barrel and the man both disappear. So there you go.
I didn't know that this would go all the way back to, do you guys know who Chris DeBerg is? The guy that wrote the Lady in Red.
Lady in Red.
Lady
in Red. By the way.
Do you hate that song?
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, sorry, Chris DeBerg. He doesn't mean it.
I hate it.
This is the Red Lady. How about that? It's kind of slightly different, but the Red Lady has been encountered by many people too. The story goes that the Red Lady is the ghost of a woman captured and raped by the O'Carrolls. She got pregnant as a result of the rape. The O'Carrolls killed the baby, and in despair, she killed herself. The Red Lady has been seen carrying a dagger in her hand and raising it maniacally as if wanting to stab someone.
Oh.
So that sounds bad.
Oh.
So those current owners, I'm not so sure about their... it's fine.
What was their name again? The Ryans?
The Ryans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not that I don't believe them, but...
It's kind of good since they own it and that they live there, that they don't experience anything. At least, I mean, you know, because you could have a haunted house or whatever, and it could be fine, and, you know, they don't mess with you or try to hurt you, but a lot of this stuff is kind of negative, bad energy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the paranormal stories or a lot of comes from something that was tragic. But it's kind of cool that it's like, okay, well, you know, we don't experience anything bad, but if you come in and investigate or whatever, then yeah, you can see and hear and feel whatever, but we don't have to mess with it. Cause a lot of times, you know, you hear where investigators come in and, they kind of stir things up and then they leave. Well, then the poor family has to deal with it
we've talked about that, haven't we?
It's like, oh, thanks a lot.
Repercussions.
It's good that the Ryans don't have anything that, gets stirred up, and then it takes it out on them. So it's kind of nice for them. Yeah.
There's another, I guess, part of the castle called the Bloody Chapel.
No, we already talked about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you mentioned it, this is a lot more detailed.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Occurrences there.
I didn't want to shoot you down.
He's watching it out for you there, Nate.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It says, people passing the castle at night have reported bright lights streaming out of the upper windows. Occurrences have been reported since the time of the Darbys. When the castle was left a burnt-out shell after the 1922 burning, this event was also reported by a passerby. Neighbors have telephoned the Ryans and informed them that the chapel's... about the chapel's illuminations. A strange smell of rubber have also been reported during people's visit to the upper hall. One of the most well-known is referred to as O'Carroll Priest. Which, did you mention a little bit about him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, they, like you said, they fought against each other. But then in that room, there is also, I don't know how to pronounce this.
You're covered.
Aubelette.
Fun with words, right?
The Aubelette.
Oh, yeah.
So it's...
I think you're right on that.
Yeah. So it's part of that area. Mm-hmm. It is a small chamber located in the northeastern corner of the Bloody Chapel. I read earlier that Mildred, during some of her stuff, they found this place and found three cartloads of human bones.
Oh, wow.
It is like said to be 150 people. So... Yeah. Whatever she was doing in her seances and
dabbling
magic stuff. That's probably what set off the elemental.
Nice.
Let's never dabble in the occult.
Dibble, but never dabble.
Right.
But yeah, they said
that's crazy.
It is thought that the original use for this chamber was to store valuables. Ooh. So like a safe, I guess. They were also used as a place to hide in the event of a siege. The O'Carrolls, however, used this chamber for a more sinister purpose. They modified this chamber to serve as a small dungeon where prisoners were thrown in, dead or dying.
Jeez.
The entrance to the chamber is a narrow hole, originally fitted with a form of a trap door. The name of the derived from the French to forget.
Hmm.
The so, Forgotten, yeah. Right?
150 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wild, isn't it?
It's a lot of, man.
When they, I saw the videos of the tours of this place from the outside and the inside, and it's so cool. I'd mm-hmm. love to go to Ireland. That is one place oh, that yeah. is definitely on my like list.
Ireland
of
and Scotland,
to go.
Both.
Absolutely. So much rich history.
Rich history.
And that's the southern enemy, right? The but I would love to go there. But it's just it's cool to see it on a video. But I just can't even imagine. I mean, I'd say to see the sights wow. and smell the smells. I'm not so much on the smells, but to see the actual sights and to be there where mm-hmm. this actual history took place
oh,
would
yeah.
be really really cool.
Oh yeah.
Once someone was thrown in the oubliette, they were simply forgotten about. Mm. The O'Carrolls were said to be an extremely cunning and brutal clan.
Yep. I guess so.
Stopping at nothing to achieve domination. Legends tell of several occasions where the O'Carrolls would employ the other clans as mercenaries to kill them off, or to kill off nearby threats. Once completion of the job, the mercenaries were invited back to Lepp Castle for a celebratory feast. And fortunately yeah, for the mercenaries, the feast was poisoned.
Oops.
And their throats were cut.
Yep.
The corpses were then thrown into the oubliette.
I mean, how about that?
How does that sound? Who does that sound like? Vlad the Impaler, remember?
Yeah.
Like,
do you work for them? Remember, that yeah. you think you're getting celebrated, uh-huh. and you end up dying. They were crazy. That is a clan.
Uh-huh.
It's so like
39 of the O'Neill clan were said to be disposed in this fashion.
Gosh, isn't that crazy?
Remember, Vlad the Impaler would poison people and lock them in and then just kill them all. And then didn't he sleep over his dungeon, you know, so he could hear the screams of his victims and all
I
that
think
stuff?
So. I
mean, that's that kind of mindset of just like... Yeah. Maniacal, diabolical, and evil personified, uh-huh. you know.
They did it again. They hired mercenaries, and then after they fought for them, the O'Carrolls held a feast for the mercenaries again, and they were murdered in their sleep.
Suckers! Yeah, that's crazy, man.
So, and that was the McMahon clan.
The McDonald's?
Yeah.
Who? McMahon?
Or yeah, McMahon. Yeah,
yeah. That's isn't that awesome.
They are said to haunt the Great Hall of Lepp Castle.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I would too.
That is, wow.
Yeah,
that'd haunt the heck out of it.
I mean, they're killing.
To say that there's death and blood and violence in this castle is an understatement.
I know. I think it's
way worse than just using the words.
Yeah, I think it's one of the worst ones. Be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot of castles.
That cute little old couple that own it, they're like, you can barely see, can't hear anything. You're like, there's nothing going on around here.
Oh, man. Yeah, right.
Yeah, here's another.
That's crazy.
Probably why.
Another paragraph talking about when they were doing renovations, they cleaned out the oubliette, and that they state again that there are 3 cartloads of skeletons that were removed. Yeah, that is just crazy. Some believe that since this gruesome discovery, an emotional shockwave was sent through the castle, and many spirits, including the elemental, were woken from their dormancy.
Good job. Not good.
Mission accomplished, huh?
Yeah, that's what a turn of events when you're fighting for this family. And you do what you're hired to do,
all right.
And then you end up dying yourself because they're crazy. They're just killing everybody,
mm-hmm.
even people that you know they're helping you.
Man,
they just want to kill.
It's
bloodthirsty.
It's a total power grab.
Oh yeah,
they probably just wanted them to be the one and only clan.
Like
so, it's like all right, yeah. We need your help and go kill all these people. And then it's like.
Then they're going to kill them. And so.
They can't survive.
Right. Yeah.
Only
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So now it's like, okay, you killed our rivals, but now you're our new rivals. Uh-huh. So, even if they're not.
Now you're next.
Yeah.
Mm. We will be the only ones.
That's crazy. Here's a story about some young girl ghost. Mm-hmm. Says two young girls have been seen and heard playing in Lepp Castle. Castle visitors often see them playing in the hall and running up and down the stairs. They are called Emily and Charlotte. Emily died at the age of 11 when she fell from the battlements Many people have seen her ghost falling from the castle and disappearing before hitting the ground. That would be crazy.
Wow.
Says the Charlottes has been seen dragging her deformed legs behind her.
Wow.
I don't understand why they said the Charlottes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just Charlotte. Might have been a typo.
Yeah. Has seen. Wow, that's crazy. That is sad. 11 years old. Hmm.
It said a deformed right leg that is almost totally turned backwards.
Ooh.
Drags behind her.
Ooh. That sounds awful.
Running after the older girl.
Oh, man.
Hmm. And yeah, it says, what does it say? I saw something about the Ryans. Oh, the sound of a child's scream suddenly cut out as... has been heard numerous times by the Ryans.
Oh. Hmm. So they do experience some.
Yeah, it seems something. Like they experience some stuff, but they don't
just downplay
have
it.
Any evil yeah. type
yeah, the bad,
stuff, I guess.
Right.
How could you not, though?
Oh, yeah. Did you see it where it says, during the castle's renovation, workers found a dungeon. Well, I know we're kind of talked about this, but it says where they... you know, like you said, Nate, where they were locked away to die. Mm-hmm. It says at the bottom of the shaft were spikes. It says when the dungeon was cleaned out, there were three. That's where it's but spikes. That would be horrible. Mm-hmm. So that's how they found them, or what they, I guess, how they died. Yeah. And then they, of course, like you said, they had the cartloads. Man, and it says now the dungeon is now covered to keep people away from it. Good idea.
Yeah, good call. This says in the 1600s, the ownership of Lepp Castle passed to the Darby family when the daughter of the O'Carroll chieftain fell in love with an English Captain Darby. Their son, Jonathan Darby, hid vast treasures in the grounds of the castle during the English Civil War. The two servants who helped him seclude his riches were later murdered to guarantee their silence. A lot of that kind of stuff going on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Darby was later to be in prison for treason, and when released years later, the turmoil of his time... released years later, the turmoil of his time in captivity was such that he was able to locate his treasure. It said that the hoard remains undiscovered to this day. It was during the 18th century that Jonathan's great-grandson, also named Jonathan Darby, had the castle remodeled to give it the Gothic appearance, which, looking at the pictures, is really cool, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so awesome.
Oh, yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah, tagging on the two girls, Charlotte and
Emily.
Mildred Darby also saw a young girl. Her encounter is, another night I was sleeping with my little girl. I awoke and saw a girl with long, fair hair standing at the fireplace, one hand at her side, the other on the chimney piece. Thinking at first it was my little girl, I felt on the pillow to see if she were gone, but she was fast asleep. There was no fire or light of any kind in the room.
Mm. Man. Yeah, this place is crazy. It's got... Yeah, I want to go after I get back from vacation.
Heck yeah. that Mildred Darby, the one that dabbled in all the occult stuff, yeah. She had, what was it? It says she herself described her ordeal with the elemental spirit that we were talking about in the 1909 article for the journal Occult Review. She said, I was standing in the gallery looking down at the main floor when I felt somebody put a hand on my shoulder. The thing was about the size of a sheep, thin, gaunty, shadowy. Its face was human, to be more accurate, inhuman. Its lust in its eyes, which seemed half decomposed, in black cavities stared into mine. The horrible smell, one of 100 times intensified, came up into my face, giving me a deadly nausea. It was the smell of decomposing corpse. Her foray into the black arts awakened this elemental, which made its presence felt within the castle with a ferocious intensity for much of the following century. So that's crazy, though. I mean, that's what we described it as, but that's from her own actual words. So that's where they got all those reports from. That's crazy.
That was what, 1909?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a few more stories I found. Let's see. A woman has been seen and heard since the time of the Darby's residence. She is believed to have been murdered by an O'Carroll. Mildred Darby describes her in her article submitted to the Occult Review There is a woman with very few clothes and a red cloth over her face. She screams loudly twice and disappears.
Wow. Interesting.
You had me at very few clothes.
Then another one of her accounts. One night I was sitting talking with my governess. I got up, said goodnight, and opened the door, which was at the top of the back staircase. As I did so, I heard someone, a woman, come slowly upstairs, walk past us to a window at the end of the landing, and then, with a shriek, fell heavily. As she passed, it was bitterly cold, and I drew back into the room, but did not say anything, as I might frighten the governess. There is a reenactment of the two O'Carroll brothers fighting over a lover. She was chased along the gallery and then stabbed. They all disappear, and the entire keep is lit up.
Oh, gosh.
Then also, I didn't realize that that story was stuck in there, so I actually have four different little stories. Two soldiers in red coats have been seen breaking a woman's arm by an investigator during a visit.
Really? I mean, I'm laughing just because it's
pretty intense.
It is intense.
Breaking her arm.
Ooh. That's not very nice. Like, it's not nice.
Hold on. Don't. What?
No.
Oh, wait. They disappeared.
Wouldn't that be horrifying?
Don't do it. Never mind.
You want to step in, but they're gone.
Yeah. Wow. Two.
It seems there's a lot of activity at this castle.
Violent.
It said in 1922 that the IRA burned it down and destroyed it, so that it was destroyed until the current owners in 91, the Ryans, actually started to remodel it. So
yeah,
it was kind of destroyed there for a while.
Yeah, it's a that's a very violent history. Says that somebody says that there is something heavy that lies on people's beds and snores. Did we already talk about that?
Is that the elemental thing?
No, it says there's something heavy that lies on people's beds and snores. They feel the weight of a great body pressing against them in a room in the priest house.
Mm-mm. We've talked about the priest house, but
there's a lot going on in that.
I was
going
to say like a dog spirit, but maybe it's a priest spirit. Or?
Yeah, and then it says a monk with a tonsure. Do you know what that T-O-N-S-U-R-E? And cowl walks in at one window and out another. Again, in the priest house. So there was a lot of activity in this priest house here. So,
what'd you say?
Interesting.
What's a tonsure again?
T-O-N-S-U-R-E. Tonsure. I didn't want to lose my spot because I was going to look it up. But, yeah. I wonder what a...
Tonsure. I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard of that. It comes up with, like, trousers and tonsils and...
and a tonsure. Cowl. C-O-W-L.
Huh.
I can kind of gather maybe that's an angry expression, maybe.
I'm getting a bunch of stuff.
Kind of a grumbly, you know, but.
Something. It says here, the governess is frequently seen in the main hall. Guests have reported being touched or having someone brush past them. A friend of Sean Ryan was having lunch at Lepp Castle one day, and both him and another female guest sitting near the fire saw a proud lady in Victorian attire sitting diagonally across from the main hall. After discussing what they both saw, the previous skeptical neighbor has changed his thoughts.
Hmm.
And then there's an old man that has been seen numerous times sitting peacefully by a fire in the main hall.
Nice.
That's pleasant.
Enjoying the fire.
I like that.
Yeah. Smoking a pipe. Oh, I just threw that in.
and again, Mildred Darby has an account of that old man.
Oh, Mildred. I tell you, she's
full of
it. She's all over it, yeah. There is a little old man with a green cutaway coat, knee breeches, and bright shoe buckles. Holding a lantern.
He's a leprechaun.
Or a leathern bag in his hand. Sometimes seen with a little old woman with skinny hands, long black mitts, old-fashioned dress, and a big headdress. Both are sometimes seen with an old man dressed like a priest with an intense, cunning face. The green old man tries to stop people.
Wow. You said he's a leprechaun? Leprechaun?
Exactly. You got that. Yeah.
That is actually kind of a funny.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They sound innocent enough, right?
Yeah.
Kind of. That's funny. Yeah. I found what the tonsure is.
Yeah.
It is the part of a monk's or priest's head left bare on top by shaving off the hair. So that little.
There you go. I don't know that I've ever heard that term.
I had not either. So there you go.
I'm going to bring it back.
A funky do. You're going to do the funky do?
But I can't because I don't have any hair on my top of my head.
Well, I mean, you know.
Not very many people could pull that off. I don't think anybody just could pull that
grow
off.
Grow your hair ever around the sides, Nate, in all like, of like Mo from Mo, you know, yeah. From, uh-huh. And then you know the thick, but the kind of the bowl haircut, and then just leave the middle part bald, and you got a tonsure. Oh man. Well, should we add that for the logo? We'll change our logo again. We'll add your skull. Will have the tonsure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They'll go, why is it? Oh, yeah. What is that? That's a tonsure. That's Nate's tonsure.
Tonsure. The things we never really needed to
and
know,
that's,
right?
Yeah. See what you get creepy.
Useless
on
knowledge, right?
Yeah, very useless. But no, actually, it's kind of a...
It's interesting.
We learned something.
All right.
Yeah.
This says, in popular culture, the castle has been visited by paranormal investigators from ABC's Family's Scariest Places on Earth.
You know what? Real quick.
Yeah.
I was going to say that earlier. That is where I first heard.
Heard about it.
Yeah. And that's the, it was on ABC and it was like 2000, 2001-ish somewhere. And they had the families would go there and they had the cameras on, it'd show their face. And, as they're, and it was like pitch black. Yeah.
Freaking
that
out.
That was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Hmm. And Living TV's Most Haunted in its first season, as well as the Atlantic Paranormal Society, or TAPS, from Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters. In August 2014, Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures filmed their 10th season Halloween special at the castle. And most recently by paranormal investigator YouTube channel Sam and Colby. The claims of paranormal activity include the putative existence of the Red Lady ghosts, the ghost of two girls, and an elemental spirit we've been talking about, associated with none other than, Mildred Darby. The castle describes itself as the world's most haunted castle. The castle was featured on the cover of several editions of the novel The Riders by Tim Winton. In 1996, Leap Castle's history and hauntings were examined in Castle Ghosts of Ireland by Robert Hardy, and a chapter in The World of Lore, Dreadful Places by Aaron, I'm going to say this wrong, Mankey, is also dedicated to Leap Castle. It is titled The Tainted Well in reference to the castle's gruesome obelisk. The castle is also featured in the podcast Lore, episode 68, The Tainted Well. Mm. Oh, I like that, Tainted Well. Mm. Whale.
Whale?
I can't say it right. Well, W-E-L-L.
Yeah, not whale.
Fun with words.
That's shake and bacon. I help. That's what he said.
That's what I saw. Mm-hmm. I revert into that every once in a while.
That's right. I understand. Totally understand.
Talladega Nights, baby.
Gets excellent reviews on TripAdvisor.
Mm-hmm.
One review says, the castle is all that it promised. Very quiet. There were only four of us, except for the birds. Sean was an unexpected bonus. He owns the castle. His telling of the castle's history will make your skin crawl. Sean also sharing his genius with the tin whistle was a wonderful treat. Oh, Sean plays the tin whistle.
Not very many people do nowadays.
No. Right? And then this other one, five stars, and then another five stars, and these are all pretty recent, 2022. We were lucky enough to visit Leap Castle on October 31st, 2022. Wow, that'd be cool on Halloween night.
Spooky as
night. We arrived at early in the morning, and Sean greeted us and gave us a wonderful history of his work restoring the castle and of its history. Afterwards, he played his, again, tin whistle, and we were given the lantern and given free roam of the castle. Five stars. So, yeah, it gets like 4.5 overall, but sounds like a really good place to visit. And this Sean guy sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, he does. Oh, I love his name.
Very welcoming. Mm-hmm. But you like his name?
I do like his name.
He spells it S-E-A-N, though.
That's all right.
I mean, okay.
I do not spell it that
way. I don't recognize anybody named Todd with 1D. I don't recognize
my
him.
My second favorite spelling of the word. They're not real Todd. The word. The name Sean.
Like yeah, Sean, I heard a Sean story Connery. About... someone named Karen, they're like, do you get upset about this whole Karen
I know
ordeal? She's like, no, it's spelled different.
There you go.
She spells it with a Y instead of an E.
Oh, yeah, right. I have seen, yeah. You that's know what's right. funny, though? When I know a few Karen, and I don't ever think about that. When yeah. I don't go, oh,
I don't
Karen.
Think about it either, yeah.
It's weird. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going. It's on the list.
We yeah, it's on the list. Well, I mean,
we go day, night.
Nighttime. Mm-hmm. Halloween night.
We find this elemental character, right?
Yeah, he's kind of like...
give him the what?
Give him the little dabble dibble, whatever.
Go elemental. The priest house, man. That's the place, mm-hmm. or that's the Sounds room. Like in, that's the room in the place. Anyway,
I like to see the oblet.
Ooh, you just like to see an oblet.
Mm-hmm. If well, that's how it's
the little hidey hole.
Yeah, I had an omelet the other day.
It is a cool word, isn't it? It's almost cool as trussle. Is that how we said it? Tossel or
tonsor?
Tonsor.
Tonsure.
I've already forgotten.
Yeah. Tonsils.
Yeah.
Right.
Trousers. I wonder if anybody out there, while we were staying there, like, it's the bald part of the priest's head or the monk's head. You know?
One monk out there that
I'm going to
say,
I'm going to imagine, though, less than 10% of our listeners knew what that was. But
I can't even imagine.
Now, a cowl, I'm guessing that's like probably a...
that's Batman right there.
A bad look or a mean look. Uh-huh. Like a scowl, maybe, mm-hmm. just without the S. it's a scowl without the S. I love this place. This is really... Really, a must visit sometimes.
Even though Nate doesn't remember.
Ever go to Ireland.
Nate, you outdid yourself with this.
Even though Nate doesn't remember. He's like, throwing this out. No.
Was I sleeping when I said this?
Yeah, it is a very cool place. Very. It's got a great history. Mm-hmm. Tragic and violent and bloody history.
The way we like it.
But because of that, we were able to do an episode because it has great stories mm-hmm. and great paranormal mm-hmm. activity yeah. of all types. So yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. just not one vein.
No, of, there's all kinds of paranormal. Stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, yeah, famous or well-known investigators have been there, or TV shows. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. This is where the first time I thought it was Leap too when I saw the. I remember the preview, and I'm like, oh, Lep. Okay, mm-hmm. gotcha. So,
and I'm glad you guys corrected me. I knew I'd make that mistake at least once tonight. So.
Mm-hmm.
I lived up to my promise to myself.
Well, that's what we do here.
Let Sean, you have let to Sean have screw goals. Up.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
And I met
and
him.
And it's nice when you meet him. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right or wrong.
And then you can meet the leprechaun. No. The little, I like that little story uh-huh. about the little guy with the shiny buckle. And what was it? His wife had skinny, what did she, they say? Skinny fingers?
Skinny hands.
Skinny hands and yeah. black. Yeah. It's just funny how they describe
it. Big headdress.
Yeah. It's funny.
It does makes me think. The luck of the Irish.
I wonder if it was the first story of a leprechaun.
Maybe it's guarding the really, treasure seriously. That nobody's found, right?
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Or it's guarding the obelisk.
It's all coming together, right?
Throwing it out there. I don't know. What else do you guys have? Anything else on this crazy place?
We'll go tonight, right?
Okay. All right. Well, what do you got, Sean, coming off of this?
I actually have I'll call it a middle-aged moment, and it is going to be inspired by our friend, Dave Domi, actually.
Oh, hey, Dave.
I was talking to him this week. He's had a good week. He's got some good news this week, so I was, you know, kind of proud of him and talking to him. And he sent me this song, and it's a good song. It's a funny song if you get a chance to listen to it. I had never heard it before. But I love the message. It is by an artist named Gaz Brookfield, and it's the album's name is Tell It to the Beer.
Tell It to the Beer?
Tell It to the Beer,
okay.
which I love.
Okay.
And it is actually an anti-bullying song. He
oh,
said,
good.
I thought you guys would appreciate this with the bullying message or the anti-bullying message. So you'll appreciate this. I do have to bleep out a couple of the words because they're colorful. But so if you listen to it, the reason I'm calling it middle-aged moment is because you listen to it, it's very kind of light and funny and fun, but the message behind it I really like. So this says, sorry, son, you've got to go to school again today, because if you don't get educated, you will never find your way. I know it doesn't seem it's worth it at the moment, but it's true. These are the best days of your life, my boy. Now, would I lie to you? So grab your lunch and textbooks, get your arse out of the door. If I say it that way, it doesn't sound better. And I will drop you at the gates where I'll drop you 1,000 times before, where I've dropped you 1,000 times before. Do your best to learn some lessons, have some fun, and make some friends. You've only got a few years left, and you will thank me in the end. I know it's hard, but don't cry, because these things are sent to try. I know you find it hard to see, but you're always going to be the bigger man. Thing is, Dad, you never see what happens when you go. I'm become the primary target for every bully that I know. You always taught me that the best way to avoid a bully's fist is to ignore them and they'll move along, but that's not true, is it? So I accept my daily beating with a minimum of fuss and accept the fact that it's just how it goes for kids like us. For the moderately intelligent or slightly overweight, the best years of your life might not be that blank and great. I know it's hard, but I won't cry because these things are sent to try, but I find it hard to see how I'm ever going to be the bigger man. I never stood a chance of, did I? The overweight religious kid with four eyes, everything that's put me through made me a bigger man than all of you. Then one day, 2 decades on, I'm drinking in the pub, and a guy that used to kick my arse at school just wanders up. He tried to be all nice to me, as if everything had changed. I grabbed the by the throat and then carefully explained that a decade of sustained mental and physical abuse at the hands of him and all his friends has unsurprisingly, that's hard to get out, produced a good deal of repressed resentment and the tendency to snap. No, I don't want to be your friend. How could you ever have thought that? And I thought you were hard, so don't cry, because these things are sent to try, and that fear you're feeling now is no compassion to how you made me feel at school. But I won't stop being cruel. No, I'll walk away in peace, because I'm always going to be the bigger man. So I like, it's just a really, it's a cute song. And like I said, on the surface, if you listen to it, it's like, oh, this is really fun. Mm-hmm. But it is somebody really expressing how much pain and torment they went through. And it's said a lot quicker and a lot, you know, with a lot more kind of a wink and a nod to people that are bullied, truly.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check this out. It's actually really good. I was not very familiar with this person and his music, but I like it. So yeah, and it kind of does.
What's his name again?
His name is Gaz Brookfield, and the album
Gaz Brookfield.
Gaz Brookfield.
I like that name.
Tell It to the Beer.
Tell It to the Beer.
So I like it. But yeah, it's very cheeky, I guess you could say, call it that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like that. That was cool.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Anytime we can... Oh, what was that?
He's listening to it. Oh. He's checking it out.
You know, talk about anti-bullying, you know, or anything like that. That's awesome. Yeah, don't bully.
Don't bully. Because
we're gonna have to bully you back. Yeah. To be honest with you,
and the people you bullied probably don't want to be your friend later on in life.
No, don't
well, probably not gonna happen.
There'll be an arse.
There's a lot of truth in that song because sometimes the person that gets bullied, that is the inspiration for them to better themselves and their life,
right?
Which is good in some sense. I wish they didn't have to be pushed to that part of their life that way.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, I mean, they start off with a bad, you know, weak and overweight and all stuff. Well, then they get themselves in shape and in the gym, and then next thing you know, they're the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. I like
that. Not to say that's good for them to confront their bully and then bully them back, but
I don't think there's anything wrong with going back at the person and telling them how they made them feel.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not going to pull and you're not going to beat them up or get revenge that way, but to tell them, hey, you know, that wasn't cool. I'm a better person now. Thank you for, you know, like, but what you did really hurt, you know,
it was
way,
wrong.
Yeah.
But
call them out. And maybe that, you know, how bullies, my gosh, I was never bullied, but I mean, you know, like there's bully. I was never bullied, but you know, there's always kids that tease you or make fun, you know,
you always have
the normal stuff, right? The normal
skin,
stuff. Yeah. I mean, no, siblings do that. Yeah.
Try to mess with you.
Yeah. But I was never bullied. But you know, like I see, gosh, you know, I'll see somebody I haven't seen in 20, 30 years. I'm like, oh, my gosh, he was the biggest jerk or the biggest, or she was so rude in school or just, you know, and they're like the nicest people. You know what I mean? We're in our 50s now or 40, you know, whatever age group. And it's like, or I'll say, oh, my gosh, they were, I remember, because I can remember stupid, you know, things that happened. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're, you know, the coolest person, or they would never, ever approve of what they, you know, like knowing what they did, they would never approve of it, you know. If
whatever they're going through at that time, I mean, bullying was how they expressed themselves to get through what they're going through.
And probably
most of the time, that's what it is.
Bullies are bullied. Yeah.
They're getting bullied by their mom or dad.
It's a vicious cycle.
Or a sibling. Or they're getting, and then.
Not that makes it okay. But
no.
I mean,
but
there
it
is,
helps explain it.
There is root cause. Yeah. There are root causes to situations.
Yep.
Right or wrong, but
yeah, That was good. That's one. I think that's one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I like that. Said, I thought you guys might like this song, and I'm like, I'm totally. Thanks, and I told Dave. Him, I'm like, I'm going to use that for my middle-aged moment. By the
yeah.
way, so
and Dave was on our show.
Yes, absolutely.
A while back, so thank you, Dave. We love you and appreciate that.
That's right.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So coming off of that,
yes.
The second announcement,
second part of the announcement, is what you want right now.
That's what I want is the second announcement, Sean. That's why I said
just
the second
happened
announcement,
to have Sean. Those by me because I have them in my show flow notes.
Did I sound like I was bullying him, Nate?
It's a little bit,
a little bit. Well, you might, let's see if I can get through this, and then we'll see how
Nate,
much I get bullied.
Okay, he keeps me here. Yeah.
Okay, shaving a haircut. Here we go.
You know, all right, Sean. Let me start that over. Sean, would you like to do the second announcement, please? Buddy?
I would be honored.
Okay,
it would be my honor. Follow us on all social media accounts.
I like it.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. You can email us at our email address. That is makopodcast@gmail.com. Two A's.
Can I bully him real quick?
So far, so good. Did I say something wrong?
Okay, I'll give him permission.
Okay. You said it last time, and I cracked up when I listened back to our episode.
Is it email?
You didn't do it. You did it for a long time, and you didn't do it for a long time. Now you're back at it, and this is more of a. You actually said on your.
You're
Tuesday
critiquing
terror.
Me, are you?
No, this is. No, I'm not critiquing. This is a. It's just, it cracks me up. It's funny.
I do it wrong.
Yeah, you know, because you've called yourself out on it, so that's why you'll say you can email us at our email address. I'm like, well,
you can email us
because you'll say that.
That is correct.
You'll say, yeah, you'll say that because you've said like, oh, of course, we you'd email us at our email address.
It's so let me introduce myself to myself, right? Yeah.
Allow myself to
introduce
myself. I just had to tease you about that.
So email us at makopod. Just read it, Sean. Just read it. It's right there, right?
Yeah.
Email us at, okay. All right. Catch our weekly Tuesday Terror videos on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm really trying really hard to read exactly. I'm not. Do not go off script. Give us a 5-star rating, red review. No, leave a review if the lap. I am getting off. App allows. Share the podcast with friends, family, coworkers, and anyone else you can. We sell merch of all kinds, so go get you some.
You had high hopes
for this, didn't you?
A little bit higher than what we've achieved.
We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for. I'm going to get this right. Watch this. For individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us. Get your name mentioned and or business promoted. This better than I would do here. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, and live shows, etc.
Nice.
Please email us. I'm not going to say more about that. Reach out to one of us or message us on Instagram for more information. My stomach hurts a little bit from laughing, by the way.
Can I add a little bit to that?
Please do.
None of these sponsorships are needed to carry our platform.
Absolutely.
It is
not.
Totally from the heart. And just because you want to do something to further the show, but it is not necessary.
No.
Are you sure about that?
Well, like Todd said, there's some platforms out there that say, well, if you don't send money, then this is probably going to be the last episode.
The show will self-destruct in 10 seconds.
I've made two posts on Facebook, and it drives me insane. And one of them's a really good podcast. They're good guys. I like them, and I love their show. But daggone it, if they – it keeps their show going. Now, without that, we couldn't do it. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Then, yes, you can. It's stop. Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that.
We are well and sustaining.
Grief. Yeah. We're,
and
we have jobs.
These are just opportunities that you're like, yep, I like you guys. Here's some money. You know, here's my business name.
Yeah.
Simple I appreciate that. You. I actually really appreciate
it. All it is a way to show support, but we in no way are going to stop this podcast.
We are not demanding it. We are not stopping because we don't get them.
Good grief. We're not going to have
a way to help
support
us. I'm
glad you said that, Nate.
Yep. I am too, but we're not going to have
videos. I just like getting that out there. You know?
Videos of starving people around the world. They're like, feed the Mako children.
No.
And start playing the Eyes of the Angels.
It drives me nuts.
Eyes of the Angels.
Yeah.
No, that'll get them.
It does. It drives me nuts. No, yeah. If we don't ever see another dollar from whatever, the show is fine. It doesn't allow us to keep this going. I hate when they say that. It drives me nuts. And I'm like, don't say it. Yeah. Anyway, what it does, but we put it back in the show.
It all goes back in the show.
We use it to maybe want to do
giveaways.
And yeah, pay for our. But I mean, but we
are
can
you talking
still
about the
pay
cigar,
for
the cigar fund. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, right. Yeah, the cigar fund,
celebratory cigar fund.
Okay, let's just get.
It
to
just
it
allows us to do more of the fun stuff.
Yeah, it's just
not that we aren't capable of doing it on everything on our own.
Right,
that's right.
It's just a way of to support, and it's kind of like the reviews. You don't have to review or rate. But it does help. It doesn't mean like, oh my gosh,
we would stand over.
They're going to shut us down.
Exactly. No,
it's just
we would stand over you and help you with it.
Many,
if you need
many
us to.
Ways. Because the main way you can show support is listen, and you do, and we love you for it.
That's right.
No, thank you. Seriously, on seriousness, I'm glad you said that, Nate. It does. It drives me nuts when there's not a whole lot of them that do that. At least the ones I listen to. But man, the couple of them, I'm like,
yeah,
they every time. We can't do the show without you. We you know, da 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 da. And I'm like, you sound like a. I don't say a crook, but it's like, come on. It's not, it's disingenuous. It's, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like this is costing us thousands of dollars
a
month. A
little shady, yeah.
It is. It's just, well, it's a little misleading. It's
where we're coming from is, you know, I mean.
It's misleading, and it's not.
If you want to, that's awesome. That's great. We appreciate it, but it is totally not necessary.
Right, right. I mean, I do have a sweet tea addiction, and that's fine. But, I mean, I'd love to be able to keep that going. But I'll just have to buy it in the black market.
No, God, yeah, that's some honesty right there.
We do thank you for any type of support. Well, yeah, if you want to buy a shirt or if you want to sponsor a segment or whether you're an individual or business, yeah, whatever.
Follow
but
us
yeah,
on the groups.
But, you know
even,
what?
You know?
Like I said, we don't go how much money do we have or how much. Oh, look. It's exciting because we're like, oh my gosh, somebody actually wants to sponsor it. But it's not like
I'm more excited that they
we have another month we can
someone
go guys
gets merch.
Oh, I know.
I don't care what we make off of it. I'm just oh cool, someone got a shirt.
I know.
So
or
we're not
like,
gonna
like Betsy ordered a backpack. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
But we thank you however you support us.
So we're not going to tell them about the money bin, the Scrooge McDuck money bin that we got.
No. only Sean, you know what? Cutting his mic off. Nate, help us out.
Well, I guess that's the cue to leap off this cliff, and that's a wrap.
You heard it, Sean. That is a wrap from the man.
No more over here, right?
No. Wait a minute. I told you this. that was a great. That's a wrap, Nate. Thank you for that, sir. And, of course, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 118 and our discussion on the spooky Lep Castle. So until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.